Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the Big Band era.
Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. Today's show is going to be a panorama listening experience of the Big Band era from 1925 to 1956. I will play big bands from each of those years. Now, the choices that I have chosen are not necessarily the top big band for that year, but rather just an example. There are several things, though, that you should notice. First of all, quality of the recordings due to the development of the recording techniques and electronics. Secondly, you should hear the development of the big band sound, not only the sound, but the quality of the musicians. I'm going to do the show in two parts. Today's part will be part one from 1925 to 1940. Well, let's start our show off with a lighthearted recording from 1925 by Ernest Hare and Billy Jones. Otherwise, they were known as the Happiness Boys. The song is called If You Knew Susie.
Well, there you are, Bill. There you are, right here, up here in this old recording laboratory.
Oh, hi, Ernest.
See, Bill, here's something I want to ask you.
Yes,
How is your lady friend?
Oh, my lady friend?
Yes.
She's not so very well lately. I don't know what seems to be the trouble.
She's still employed, Bill. She used to be a school teacher, didn't she?
Yes, but there's no class to her now, Ernest.
Say, Bill.
What?
You know one thing, you've been sweet on her for a long, long while.
Yes, I never did tell you where I met her, did I?
Where did you meet her, Bill?
I met her down at one of America's leading hotels. I met her in one of those revolving doors, and I've been going around with her ever since.
Say, Bill, you know, if Max will only play us a little music, I have a little something that I want to tell you.
All right,
Max. All right, Max, please. You know, Bill, here's what it was.
Yes.
You know, I just met a brand new girl named Susie.
Susie?
Yes.
Why, that's a name that doesn't interest me.
Ah, but, Bill, maybe her name sounds mighty plain.
Well, tell me, what can her attraction be?
Oh, Bill, if you knew Susie,
yes,
like I know Susie.
Well?
Oh, what a girl.
Now, is this lassie, is she neat and classy?
Holy Moses, what a chassis.
When you go riding, tell me, does she squawk?
Ah, Bill, back from riding, I'm the one that has to walk.
If you knew Susie, like I know Susie, what a girl. She must be a very nice girl, this girl.
Oh, boy, you should see her. Susie has a perfect reputation.
Yes, and no one ever saw her on a spree.
No, nobody knows where Susie goes.
No, only those who see.
And Bill, if you knew Susie,
yes,
like I know Susie.
Well,
what a girl.
She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses.
What a future she possesses.
Out in public, how she can yawn.
Yes, and in a parlor, you would think the war was on.
If you knew Susie, like I know Susie.
What a girl. If you knew Susie, like I know Susie. What a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Holy Moses, what a chassis. Meals I'd buy her time after time. I'm no dummy. One more meal and she'll be mine. If you knew Susie, like I know Susie. What a girl.
1926, Johnny Hamp and his orchestra released That's Why I Love You.
love you. Your sweet caress just thrill me, it seems, and fill my heart with wonderful dreams. Sweet dreams of stars above, and I'm in love, that's why I love you. I do.
Next was a popular recording by Henry Burr, 1927. He was a Canadian singer of popular songs. He was one of the first singers to make popular acoustic recordings and one of the most prolific recording artists of the time. He had over 12,000 recordings at one estimate. He was a tenor who performed as a soloist and also in duets and trios and quartets. His most famous collaboration was the Peerless Quartet. Here is his recording of Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Tonight I'm downhearted, for though we have parted, I love you and I always will. And while I'm so lonely, I'm writing you only to see if you care for me still. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight. Chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
In 1928, Johnny Marvin released If You Don't Love Me. Now, he was a celebrated ukulele performer and was a crooner of the era. He has a very interesting history, and I don't have time to go into it. He lost all of his money in the stock market, and he came out of retirement reinventing himself as the cowboy songwriting partner of Gene Autry. Now, let's listen to If You Don't Love Me.
What a beautiful day, not a cloud up in the sky. Yes, I ought to be happy, but I'm not, and you know why. Pretty flowers in bloom, little birds in every tree. But if you don't love me, dear, what do they mean to me? The birds are singing, why do I care what they're singing? If you don't love me, the spring is bringing, why do I care what it's bringing? If you don't love me, the sun is shining, but it don't have to be. Cause rain or shine, what does it matter to me? My heart is aching, why do you care if it's breaking? If you don't love me,
Irving Aronson's Commanders released Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. They were a popular dance band of the 1920s and the 1930s. Irving Anderson employed several of the future jazz greats in his orchestra, most notably Gene Krupa and Claude Thornhill.
Let's fall in love. knows heaven forbids do it. So does every Katie did do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The most estate barnyard fowl do it. When a chanticleer cries, high-browed old owls do it. They're supposed to be wise. Birds in the trees do it. Bees do it. Even over-educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
In 1930, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians released Crying for the Carolines. In 1931, Wayne King and his orchestra, who were popular during that particular period of time, he was often referred to as the Waltz King because of his popular music that involved waltzes. They released Dream a Little Dream of Me. Ta-da. By 1932, the United States was in the Depression, and Rudy Vallee was arguably one of the first of the new type of singer of that era, the crooner. He and the Connecticut Yankees released a tune called Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? This song has become a classic and is identified with the Depression era.
This is Rudy Vallee again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
In 1933, we hear the great Hoagie Carmichael on piano playing his classic, Stardust. Thank you. 1934, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, featuring the vocalist Mildred Bailey, released Old Pappy. In 1935, the ever-popular Glenn Gray and his Casalama Orchestra, featuring Kenny Gray, the vocalist, released My Heart is an Open Book.
One thing revealed in it, I love you. on the side do. My heart is an open book. You're on every page of it. You spell every word. You tell every phrase. There's nothing I'll hide from you. There's nothing on my lips. Just a prayer to bless you with. There's nothing up my sleeve. Just an arm to caress you with. My heart is an open book, a story of love so true. My darling, the happy ending all depends on you.
By 1936, you should be hearing the better quality of the recordings. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra released Long Ago and Far Away with Jack Leonard on the vocals. In 1937, Glenn Miller had compiled several musical arrangements and formed his first band. The band failed to distinguish itself from many of the other bands of the era, and eventually it broke up. But during 1937, he had signed with Brunswick. and they released a wonderful song, Wistful and Blue, with Valerie Duke as the vocalist. In 1938, we're going to listen to an early recording of Harry James and his orchestra. The tune is called It's the Dreamer in Me, and it features Helen Humes on vocals.
Thank you.
In 1939, there was a lot of great bands. Some were coming into their prime and some were going out of their prime. Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra were at the end of their prime. While his band did not have the longevity of Tommy Dorsey or Duke Ellington or Count Basie, they were still very popular throughout the land. Let's listen to their 1939 recording, I've Only Myself to Blame.
Have left me long ago. I've only myself to blame. I've only myself to blame. I thought it was fun to tease your heart, but now I can see I was too smart. I've only myself to blame. Yet it's strange but true, I was loving you, though it was in my own funny way. And I'd never show that I missed you so. Whenever we'd part for a day, I played but I lost the game. I thought it would make you want me more, but now to romance I lock the door. I've only myself to blame. I thought it would make you want me more, but now to romance I lock the door. I've only myself to blame. I've only myself to blame.
Well, dear friends, it's time to close our show for the day, but I'm not going to close it without telling you a good story. You know, we're entering into the 1940s. Well, in 1939, meeting in the Palmer Room in Chicago, Sinatra was asked by the band leader Tommy Dorsey to join his band to replace Jack Leonard. The meeting was the turning point in Sinatra's career, since by signing with Dorsey's band, one of the hottest bands at that time, he got great increased visibility with the American public. Now, he was signed by contract with Harry James's orchestra, but Harry James saw the opportunity that the signing with Dorsey would have for Sinatra, and he graciously released him from his contract. In January of 1940, Sinatra made his first public appearance with the Dorsey Band at the Colorado Theater in Rockford, Illinois. In the first year with Dorsey, Sinatra released more than 40 songs. Let's listen to Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Frank Sinatra singing, I Could Make You Care.
Thank you.
I could make you care, you'd never forget me. I can't resist, I'd be a fool to try. I know if once we kiss, I could kiss my heart goodbye. I knew this was love the moment I found you. So I've planned my life, it's built all around you. Give me this chance, darling, if you only would. I could make you care, I know I could.
I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.